One of the rising stars of the American winemaking industry is making his first visit to El Paso, and you're invited to dine with him. Andre Houston Mack was a sommelier at Thomas Keller's renowned French Laundry in California's Napa Valley and has been featured on ABC's The Taste and CNBC's Closing Bell, on which he was called a hero in the wine world. Saltbox Pours and Provisions will welcome Mack to El Paso on Wednesday, January 25th and Thursday, January 26th. And here to talk wine and Andre Mack is wine director and owner of Saltbox Pours and Provisions, Manny Jimente. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Manny, you are a certified sommelier.
Yes, that's correct.
And which makes you, I mean, in my eyes, a wine expert. And I know you still have some levels to go.
Definitely.
What is it
about? It's a
long
process.
Yeah, right. So tell us about that process. What is it about wine?
The process was, especially the last level, was described accurately in a documentary called Somme.
Which I saw, which I think like, OMG, how are you going to do this?
So it's there's a few more levels to go, and I'm committed to going as far as possible, hopefully all the way. It's just there's so much to learn. I mean, think about Italy alone has over 1,000 grape varietals. And we have to memorize law, tasting, and it's just a little bit of everything from culture, history, topography, soil type, you know, geography, vintages, pairings. It's just a lot to learn. So, but it's exciting.
To taste it. I mean, you have to taste it and remember that very specific taste. How do you develop that?
In terms of tasting, you have to identify the grape correctly, call out some of the markers of the grape. Correctly identify where it's from. So Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa is going to taste different from Cabernet Sauvignon from Bordeaux. And there's all these clues. It's called deductive tasting. And even looking at a wine, you can start to tell what direction. So you start by looking, then you smell, then you taste. And everything during that process is kind of leading you in a certain direction. It's just about getting out of your own head and not trying to overanalyze. And it does take a lot of practice. I remember when I started, I would drink one grape for an entire month.
Just like, I'm going to learn this grape. I'm going to meet this grape.
And then the next month, I would pick a different grape. And once you do that, you can immediately notice the difference when you do that. And it's a lot of practice. You know, I'm very fortunate. Early on in the process, I'd met a master sommelier who lives in Denver, and I've flown up, you know, I try to go up at least once a year, hopefully more, to blind taste with him. And, you know, I went to his house and he sat down. And the quartermaster sommeliers, it's about mentorship. He's been an incredible mentor and resource. And once you taste with one of those guys, you can really start to kind of put things together.
Yeah. Okay, so there's all of this. There's these nuances. There's this whole process. And then we have this guy here, Andre Mack, who's like, you know what? Okay, yes, he is a sommelier. He's up there.
Yeah.
But he's also saying everyone should enjoy wine. It's a compliment on the table right next to the salt and pepper.
Absolutely.
And we should all just enjoy it. So how do you bridge that gap from understanding how complex it is to here it is right next to the salt and pepper and let's have some?
I think for us, We get to that level of complexity because it then allows us to simplify it for somebody. So if I've tasted Pinot Noir from around the world and I can tell what's Burgundy or New Zealand or Willamette Valley, I've done the hard work. And now at a table, I can kind of distill, talk to a customer about a wine recommendation, something that they would actually enjoy. So I think for the consumer, it shouldn't be complex. It should be fun. I don't think wine has to be expensive.
Right.
You know, you see all these big price tags with all these wines, and it just a good wine does not have to cost a lot.
Can I run my formula by you?
Yeah.
Okay. My accessible wine formula goes like this. Price point, $15 and 0.90 points. And I figure if I fall within there, I'm going to have a decent bottle of wine.
Absolutely.
That's how I buy wine.
I think you're starting to get to that sweet spot from the $15 to $25 range because, I mean, this it's about just simple math, right? So it costs a certain amount to make wine, and then everything else is just all these other factors,
right.
from supply and demand, from, you know, the prestige of the vineyard or the winemaker, et cetera. But, you know, I think that wine should be part of someone's everyday experience. You know, you're at home, you have dinner, you just have a glass of wine. And things like – fun things like sparkling wine, like champagne. I don't think champagne is just – the New Year's Eve special occasion.
I agree with that 100%.
You know, it should be, oh, it's a Tuesday.
Have some sparkling.
Right? Yeah. So, same thing with rosé. I think rosés are a little underappreciated. They're just fun.
It's because they're pink. That's why I think they're underappreciated. Yeah. I mean,
well, on my menu, we opened with Andre Mack's rosé called Love Drunk. And the category was Drink Pink.
And that is a great label, which he also designs.
Yes, yes. He's very talented. He's a very creative guy. So, and it's you know, the moment I tasted it, I just knew it was a special wine. And I wanted to obviously introduce rosé to El Paso and have it be something that people automatically think of.
You know. And how are we El Pasoans responding to your
wine? We are very happy. We've been very happy, you know. I put some unusual grapes on my menu, and it just makes me, you know, happy at the end of the week when I see inventory depleted. You know, I think for a while we were the only one serving like Grüner Veltliner from Austria, served Moscow Filetto from Greece, just these grapes that are not typical, and people are, you know, trying them and they're enjoying them. So very happy. Very happy.
Well, all your work is working out because, I mean, essentially, I mean, poor you. You have to taste wine from all over the world and then distill it and bring it back to us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's been just a fun process. And you know, we recently won Best Wine Selection in the City Magazine, which after being open for 6 months, that was kind of a surprise.
But you can see the effort that you're putting into it, right? Yeah. I mean, you really are teaching us something. And something like having Andre Mack come to El Paso. How did you finagle that, by the way?
You know, we've been very fortunate. You know, Saltbox may be open for 6 months, but this really started 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's about forming relationships and investing in those relationships. And like even last year in the fall, our first wine dinner, we brought in a winemaker from Bordeaux, France, owner of the chateau. He was there. He was great. Andre Mack, he's very prolific on social media, and I'm very proud of our social media sites. And I think that him on his own could start to tell that we were doing something special. Mm-hmm. His wines are distributed through Pioneer Wine Company, and we've had a long relationship with Pioneer, where they're number one account in El Paso.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they definitely helped to make it happen as well. I mean, it's we are very, very excited to have him.
So did you say, hey, yo, I'd like Andre Mack to come?
Yeah. You know, it started again building on social media, just kind of that connection. And we had kind of reached out. We had Pioneer reach out, and he said, yeah, definitely, I'll come to El Paso. Yeah.
And for
2 nights, it's going to be an honor to have him here. Yeah.
So tell us about that experience, because we are all invited to this. I mean, if we can get our reservation in on time, but you've got 2 days going on with two dinners each.
Yes. So it's like four dinners. We wanted to take advantage of him being here. And since we're a small restaurant, mm-hmm. we wanted to figure out a way to maximize people being able to meet him.
Right.
So the four dinner, two a night was kind of what we came up with.
So you have two options. You can either do Wednesday on the 25th or Thursday, and you'll have one at, is it 2:30?
5:30 and 8:30.
5:30 and 8:30. And what can we expect to eat? Do you know yet?
You know what? We were working on the menu this past weekend. The way Norbert and I usually do it is...
And Norbert is your chef?
Yes, chef and business partner. Mm-hmm. So you own Saltbox with me. We've done several wine dinners together, and sometimes we'll pick a theme. I'll pick the wines, taste them, and based on that, I will throw him menu ideas. So I'll say, okay, for course number four, this is the wine. This works really, really well. Don't do this.
Don't is more important than the do.
And he looks at the notes, and then they come up with a dish. So we started doing that because we tasted on Saturday. So we started doing that this weekend.
So are you going to do the pairings yourself? And oh my gosh, so that's double the pressure.
I know. And especially, you know, this guy, Andre Mack, he was French Laundry and Per Se in New York with Thomas Keller. So he could probably run circles around me in terms of pairing wine and food. So, yes, the pressure's on.
But I'm also thinking, you know, somebody like him is probably relieved to just walk into a room and say, you know, he obviously knows the wines.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to see them paired, I think it's going to be more of a relief than pressure. That's my theory on
right?
it.
Right. Yeah. No. And for what I understand, he's just a very laid back, high energy, just great personality. So we're looking forward to the event.
So let's say you're new to wine, but you're wine curious, because I think that's where this community falls. We definitely have a core experts, you know, that live within our community, but there's a lot of wine curious. What are maybe like three fundamental things that someone should think about when shopping for a wine or when trying to, you know, maybe get into these whole other nuances of wine?
Yeah, I think it's important to trust the wine professionals that are at the store you're shopping at. Mm-hmm. Let's take Specs, for instance. They've tasted a lot of those. You know, they drink wine. They were once newcomers to wine. So I think they can relate, and no one knows what's on those shelves better than they do. And I think also it's important to try something different. Mm-hmm. If you love, I don't know, Pinot Noir, Malbec, next time you go to a store, just pick something you don't recognize. And that's how you're going to find these different wines that you would possibly love, but you won't know unless you try it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And if you're going to Albertsons, let's say you're walking in there, I want to try a new wine.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about Albertsons, all their wine sections are really different from each other. But I think the same thing applies. Even if they don't have a lot of different grapes, I think that if you choose a different winery or winemaker, I also think that, I mean, they have an Italian section, you know, branching out in just different countries is important.
Okay.
Yeah.
So try out a different country each time.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I can't thank you enough for this insight into wine and for continuing, you know, to grow our taste for wine and to bring people like Andre here.
Yeah.
So let's remind people, we have four dinners happening at Saltbox Pours and Provisions, Wednesday, January 25th, and Thursday, January 26th. And each dinner has two servings. However, it sounds...
Two seatings.
Mm-hmm. So 5:30 and 8:30 on each day.
Right.
And the restaurant is small. So if you want in... How do you make a reservation?
They can call the restaurant or email me directly. So I recommend following us on Facebook and Instagram, and we had done a post with all the instructions.
Perfect. So look for Saltbox on Facebook and Instagram and make your reservation today, because this is really cool.
Yeah, it is. Very cool.
Today, my guest has been wine director and owner of Saltbox Pours and Provisions, and we've been talking about the Andre Mack wine dinners that will be happening at Saltbox Pours and Provisions here in the next coming days. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. I appreciate it.